Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most inspired visionaries on the planet in lighthearted, lively dialogue. Join us as we explore the expansive nature of reality in a down-to-earth way, offering you insights and tools empowering you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Now, here's your host, Christine Upchurch.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW AM 1150 in the Seattle area, WBLQ in Connecticut, Rhode Island, and New York, Cable Radio Network, as well as Transformation Talk Radio. I'm sitting here in the studios looking out over Bellevue into Seattle, and we're seeing a little bit of sunshine right now, but we're actually seeing clouds. But we've been pretty happy campers, haven't we, Benny?
I would agree with you wholeheartedly. You know, you've got to cool things down just a tad to kind of bring everybody back to a reality.
Seattle reality,
right, exactly.
Yes, yes.
And then tomorrow we'll be right back at it.
Yes, and we've been having a fabulous spring and early summer, so we have nothing to complain about. But it's been wonderful to see both the greenery, which comes from all the rain that we have, as well as the sunshine shining down upon us.
See, I can't mention it enough about how beautiful it is here, and everything's so close and relative to, like, just driving a few, I will say, an hour, a couple hours is actually not bad for us.
Right.
Anything more? Yeah, we're going to call it a little bit treacherous. But if you're in, like, L.A., moving, like, 15 miles can be an hour and a half.
Exactly.
No way. No thanks.
Yeah.
But you don't get to see the lush greenery that we have all over our landscapes.
I know, and we've got the water. We've got
two
ranges of mountains. You know, it's fabulous here. And no, we don't have the Seattle Tourism Bureau sponsoring us today here on the Christine Upchurch Show.
It's too bad. Maybe they should.
I know. Exactly. You know, I'm really excited about today's show. Today we're going to be talking about how to access your inner wisdom through the Akashic Records. Now, until I was talking with a dear friend of mine, oh gosh, a couple of years ago, I'd never heard of the Akashic Records. Or I probably heard some passing thing about it. I'm thinking, oh, those things, they're so obscure. I don't know that they exist or whatever. But over the last couple of years, I've become more knowledgeable about it because my guest today, Holly Hawkins Marwood, she has taught me a lot about it. I've read some things about it. I've heard some things about it. And I've also experienced sessions where Holly is looking into the Akashic Records. And I've been fascinated by the insights of and wisdom that have been retrieved from these records that I can apply to my life. And it's not just knowledge. There's an aspect of healing. We're going to talk about that further in the show. But it's profound work. And my guest, Holly Hawkins Marwood, has been a dear friend and colleague of mine for many, many years. She is a teacher, a guide. She's a conscious channel. She's a wonderful channel. And she's got a lifelong passion for transformation, healing, and assisting others in finding their way in their soul's journey. She's an international teacher, speaker. She does healing internationally as well. And quite frankly, because she is a dear friend and because I've seen and heard about the amazing experiences that people with her have had, when I need healing, when I need somebody to tune in intuitively, when I need somebody to access, you know, the wisdom from the Akashic Records, I turn to Holly. But fortunately for you who's listening right now, Holly can be accessed in various ways so that you too can receive some of her gifts. And she's also a teacher of accessing the Akashic Records. And we're going to talk more about that. You know, Holly is a former school teacher. Math and science. She's a very sensible woman who's also connected very intuitively. She has quite the gift for teaching, but she's also got the real intuitive gift. And so it really benefits her students. So I've seen her teach. I've taught with her as well. And I'm really excited because she's going to be bringing the teaching of the Akashic Records this direction. We're going to talk more about that later. But anyway, without further ado, I want to welcome my good friend, colleague, and bright light, Holly Hawkins Marwood. Holly, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Christine. It's really great to be here. I'm super excited.
Oh, great. You know,
and I have different kind of weather down here. It's our typical sunny Southern California day.
Ah, well, I'm sure you get tired about that. Tired of that sometimes. So you can come up to Seattle and visit.
Well, I love the greenery up there, which we don't have down here.
Yeah, and it's beautiful. I love coming down there to visit and, you know, getting my toes in that sandy, you know, sandy beach and enjoying the sunshine. So, you know, Holly, you and I have been on an adventure together. It's been an adventure of friendship, an adventure of healing, an adventure of teaching and bringing healing to thousands around the world. And then, of course, we're the co-creators, two of the co-creators of the 111 Activation. And you're also the creator of the Tree of Life Activation. And how did you go from school teacher to healer, channeler, and teacher of the Akashic Records?
Actually, it was kind of a wild ride, but also it always felt perfectly guided as well. I spent most of my adult life starting really at, I think I was a late teenager, and I started doing quote-unquote alternative things because it just felt right. But most of my life I was doing it as a result of my own healing, my own inner journey when my kids were born, raising them in that alternative, more holistic way. And so as I moved through my life, really everything I learned in those realms was for myself and for my family and friends. I never expected to do anything professionally. And really, quite frankly, for many, many years when my kids were young, I was the mom at home and the very classic mom at home and loved every minute of that. And then it got to a point where it was time for me to get out in the workforce. And I did go into education because I've always loved working with children, and teaching always came very naturally to me. And after doing that for just 6 or 7 years, I was really called to do something else and was brought into the healing realm and made that big leap of faith to leave the teaching arena to move into this realm of professionally going out into the world with healing and transformation.
Mm-hmm. And you've also been the creator of a program teaching healing to children, right?
Yes, I was involved for many years with the Reconnection and Reconnective Healing, and was on the teaching teams helping teach those modalities around the world. And in the process of that, helped develop the Reconnective Kids program and got that out into the world, where we were teaching children as young as 4 all the way up through teenagers how to access energetic healing that they could really work with themselves in and help transform the lives of their parents and their siblings and the kids on the school ground, and have a lot of really incredible stories about what bright lights all the children are on the planet right now as well.
Yes, and I think that's so great because you took your passion for teaching children and your passion for healing and you brought it together. And yes, I mean, many of us have been along the path of doing the mainstream stuff for a long time. You know, we were raised in, you know, having a very sort of myopic vision of what reality is. And sometimes we've had all this dogma of religion sort of crammed into our consciousness. And then we eventually break free. And it's wonderful that you've helped create a new paradigm, not only within your own family, but within many children around the world, where they get to begin to access this alternative at a much younger age. And so they don't put the same kind of blinders on.
No, I completely agree. And it really, you know, what a great place for children to grow up with is feeling self-empowered, where they know they've learned something that they can tap into to help them fall asleep at night, to something they can access to help them actually learn subjects that are more challenging, help resolve conflict. Even help other children on the playground by doing what we would call stealth healing, by helping kids out without the other kids knowing, in this really positive way of them really learning and living with the reality of oneness is really what it is, and that they can transcend the physical reality and be able to work with these unseen energies in really real ways for themselves. And so that when they're 40 or 50 or whenever so many of the rest of us come to these alternative things, they already have that foundational place where it's just a given in their life. They're not having to relearn things.
Yes. And, you know, I saw you teach numerous children at my center once years ago, and just watching them step into it so quickly, so easily, kind of like, oh yeah, yeah, it's there. And you know, these children were having these amazing experiences both as clients and as practitioners, which is so fabulous. They didn't have to break through that the limitation of you know, a narrower perspective on reality. So it was fabulous to see. And I know that beyond the healing and teaching of healing, you're also a channel. Can you tell me a little bit about how you got into channeling?
You know, it's a question I'm asked. I'm not really sure exactly where it began. It's just sort of, I've referred to myself as a very reluctant channel because it was something that was sort of tapping on my shoulders for many years, and I really didn't want to do it, yet it was definitely something I was aware of. And I can't even tell you why I really didn't want to do it. It's just more like I felt like, oh, I didn't want to deal with all of people's problems that way, is really how it felt initially. I had a particular perspective about it, which now I don't consider myself a reluctant channel at all. And I now understand that my view of, oh, I don't want to deal with people's problems, that really wasn't the issue. It was my own resistance. But now, you know what, so when did it really start? It probably really started almost 10 years ago. There were glimpses of that before that, and a lot of it had to do with a very significant event in my life when my mother died unexpectedly on an airplane over the Atlantic.
Wow.
And it was really because, not because she was sick, but because she was done, and it was really this beautiful, graceful exit that she was able to have. You know, many of us would like to think, well, when we're done, we just die, and you don't have to have that prolonged illness. But that event really set off a huge number of changes for myself and in my whole family through the grief, but also through the opening up, because she was one of the first guides, if you will, who came to me after her passing. And from there, it's just accelerated. I have done some conscious training, but most of it has just been my own development. And I am, the way I channel is what's considered a conscious channel, in that I'm always, as Holly, fully present as the messages come through me. So it's not one of these dramatic trance channeling situations where the person actually starts saying things but then never remembers what's being said. I am present to what's being said, and I feel very honored to bring through the messages that come through, because they're so positive, loving, heart-centered, uplifting, and supportive of us in our human journey on the planet.
Wonderful. And we have to take a short break right now, but when we come back, Holly, I'd love to ask you more about applying channeling and how the Akashic Records sort of fit into helping people on their journey when we return on the Christine Upchurch Show.
Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit OnPurposeRadio.com.
This is Peggy Snow, practitioner at Stellar Reflections, with a Stellar Reflections Minute. So many people these days are trying to find ways to relieve their stress. What happens to our breathing when we're feeling overwhelmed and stress? When we tune in, we realize that we're either holding our breath or taking very shallow breath to signal the body that all is well, which most of the time it is. Sometimes all that is needed is a nice, deep breath to break the cycle. First, exhale to get all the stale air out by engaging the abdominal muscles and blowing gently. Next, take a nice full breath in, feeling it fill your body all the way down to your hips. Release fully and enjoy the freedom of movement. Notice how your body feels. Do you feel refreshed? Calmness is only a breath away. This has been a Stellar Reflections Minute. For more information about what we offer at Stellar Reflections, visit us at stellarreflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Are you a health-conscious, spiritual woman who is just tired of struggling with food obsession, emotional eating, and constantly having to struggle with weight and food? You aren't alone. The secret is within us, often in releasing internal resistance and blocks to our own success. To learn how to end the war with food and your body now and find peace, go to eatlikeagoddess.com for your free audio. Break free from food obsession and lose weight without trying. That is eatlikeagoddess.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show. Stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150 and Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com. Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW, WBLQ, CRN, and Transformation Talk Radio. I'm having a conversation with Holly Hawkins Marwood. She is an Akashic Record reading teacher. She is a channel for numerous light beings, groups of entities. I'm not sure what she calls them. She's also an amazing teacher of healing and transformational processes. She's a co-creator of the 111 activation. She's the creator of the Tree of Life crystalline activation and more. Anyway, Holly, before the break, we were talking about your reluctance initially to get into channeling, and you talked about your own inner resistance. And I think oftentimes when the universe is calling us to become the bright light we're meant to be, we do have inner resistance because we're afraid to shine so brightly and step into our mastery and our calling. But one of the things you said that struck me was you were afraid that you'd get into the channeling situation where you were just going to be there to help people solve their problems and you didn't want that responsibility. You know, there are people out there who will go to a channel because they just want somebody else to fix things for them, don't they?
Oh, absolutely. And usually people want that, you know, magic potion, the one answer, the one idea that puts everything that they perceive to be wrong in their life, it suddenly magically makes everything right and everything work. And I think the expectation oftentimes is if I come and have 30 minutes or an hour with you, I'm going to walk away and think my life is perfect. And if it's not, then it's your fault.
Right. Like drive-through channeling and healing all in one.
Right. Better for Starbucks than healing.
Right. So what drew you into the Akashic Records? First of all, before we get into that, can you please tell us what are the Akashic Records?
That's a really great question. The Akashic Records, simply put, I mean, I know the word sounds very lofty and strange and unusual, but really it does presuppose the idea of reincarnation and multiple lifetimes. But the idea is as our soul travels on its journey on this planet, it has multiple lifetimes and incarnations, and we're talking about the human incarnations here. But every lifetime we've had, all the experiences, they get stored, if you will, in a database or a library or an information repository. And what we do by going into our Akashic Records is be able to access all the information that's stored in there. Because the truth is, we are at the effect of those experiences in other lifetimes, in both positive and negative ways.
Right.
And so as we can uncover what it was, we actually can free ourselves up to understand ourselves better, understand our relationship to others and our life better, and we can heal and release and embrace the things that we were really awesome at in other lifetimes. So we get to just access this huge amount of information that's us, that is bigger than us, that we sort of have blinders to, if you will, right now.
Right. So I know that in some spiritual traditions they talk about karma, but it's really kind of more specific than that, isn't it?
Well, karma specifically is cause and effect. You know, people often talk about karma as like this big, you know, punishment wheel in the sky.
Sure, and often from like previous lives. Yes.
Right. And so, but in this case, I mean, karma is just cause and effect. If this happens, this will be the result. So there's nobody out there keeping track and trying to punish you for things. It's just cause and effect.
I feel so much better. Thank you for saying that, Holly.
But it's true. I mean, nobody's out there saying, well, right, you did this, so therefore then you have to experience this. It's just cause and effect. So
right,
if you don't get into the cause, the effect isn't going to happen. But then with Akashic Records, I would say it's almost bigger than that, because what we do is we really understand what we come to the root of the understanding of why things are the way they are. Why is it that we believed a particular thing our entire life?
Uh-huh.
Why is it that we may have been stuck? Why is it that we've been so particularly drawn to a particular culture or area or type of person in our life that really defies any experience we have in this particular lifetime?
Sure.
You know, we might all have that draw to a particular country or culture or lifestyle that we've never been there. We've never maybe even had any friends there, but, you know, we love Indian food more than life itself.
Right, or African music, you know, really speaks to your soul or whatever it is. Yeah, sometimes things will hit people on a deep level and there'll be no logical, rational-based explanation for it.
Right, but then if you open yourself to the information that's just beyond this lifetime, but still part of who you are as a soul, you go, oh, well, of course that makes sense.
Uh-huh.
You know, I had these really amazing lifetimes there, or I really was that child prodigy on the piano for 5 lifetimes, so that's why I started playing like a professional when I was 3 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So the other thing is, people often think of the Akashic Records only relative to past lives of just, in a sense, kind of being a looky-loo, like... and Chris, you've heard me say this before, people will go in and they just want to look and find out, well, who, you know, was I Cleopatra in the last lifetime?
Sure.
or Napoleon or whoever? And no disrespect intended, but let's take it even deeper, because the truth is, if you knew you were Cleopatra or whomever you might have been in the last life, it doesn't affect you now. It might be interesting,
right,
cocktail party conversation to say you were Cleopatra. But the truth is, what happened in that lifetime? Who were you? What were your experiences? What were the great parts? What were the difficult parts?
Mm-hmm.
And how are those impacting this lifetime? Because it all reflects back to how you can live this lifetime from a fuller, more expansive, more joyful, you know, the place of thriving in this lifetime by understanding the good and the bad of other lifetimes. And it also could be just in this lifetime. It can also actually be, and here's where we really go out, is into the future as well.
Right. And, you know, I know that from our human perception, that's kind of a wild leap. And yet, even scientists are saying that everything is happening simultaneously. And in fact, we may have multiple parallel universes as well. So in some sense, it's not a bizarre concept, but in another sense, it is. So sometimes you get into the Akashic Records and you will tap into something relating to a future life. Is that correct?
Yes, sometimes you do.
That's fascinating.
Or even the future in this life right now.
Ah.
So the future version of yourself, maybe 10 or 15 years from now, where maybe you've become really successful at something you're trying to be successful at now. Oh. And you can talk to that version of yourself maybe 15 years from now and say, how did you get there? What did you do that you can help me with now?
Oh, that sounds like fun, because, you know, I know as a child, you know, or as an adult, I wish that as a child I could have just like summoned my adult self back in time to say, it's mm-hmm. okay, everything's going to be okay. You're going to learn from all these experiences, and, you know, you're really going to, you know, get to shine your gifts, you know. But that's fascinating to consciously do that within the context of these sacred records. They are sacred, right?
It's absolutely a beautiful sacred space, because it's the space of your soul and its journey. And what I love about the space of the Akashic Records also is, because it's the space of our soul, it is unconditionally loving and absolutely non-judgmental. And so what's great about that is, we in our human self, we're very judgmental about
yes.
ourselves, what we should and shouldn't do, what we can and what we can't do, and also that, extending that to everyone else, what everyone else should and shouldn't be doing and can and can't do.
And what experiences are right and what experiences are wrong. We're very judgmental about when things are unfolding in our life that we're not comfortable with or that are painful. And we'll have it in our minds that somehow this is wrong for our lives, when in fact within the records, there'll be a different perspective, won't there?
Exactly. And what beautiful place to be to actually see, to shift. You know, you've got the same experience in front of you, and you might be saying, this is wrong, this is bad, I'm doing this wrong, or the other people around me are doing it wrong.
Uh-huh.
That situation doesn't necessarily fly away. But the way I think of it is, you within the Akashic Records, you get to just twist it a little bit. You see it from a different perspective, and you see exactly how perfect it is. And not from an airy-fairy, oh, kumbaya, it's going to be great.
Mm-hmm.
This is like you really get to see how it is supporting you on your path. And what you're doing is then you release that resistance to it needing to be a certain way.
Ooh.
When you suddenly see something that you think, wait a minute, this isn't so bad from this point of view, you release the resistance of the judgment, and what can happen then is new information comes in. You've shifted the constriction so that you more can flow in. You have a different perspective on it.
Well,
and suddenly
huge.
You feel open and alive. So what if that thing that you always think is terrible, you suddenly see the way I say it, in the light of the Akasha, in the rightness from this non-judgmental place, you free yourself up from that, and then you can move forward in a whole new way.
That's wonderful. Well, we've got to go to another short break. When we return on the show, Holly, let's chat more about what a session looks like and how people can learn to read their own Akashic Records as well as read others' records when we return. If you were looking for that one-of-a-kind store, then you should check out one of my favorite places, a wonderful shop called Utopia. At Utopia, you'll find a wide array of beautiful and unique jewelry, home accessories, and gifts made by artisans here in the Northwest, at affordable prices. Escape the ordinary and find your way to Utopia. In Redmond Town Center, open 7 days a week, and online at utopianorthwest.com. That's utopianorthwest.com.
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated, life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
Successful people accomplish what they set out to do. They make a promise and work hard to keep their word to themselves and to others. Keeping one's word is the simple idea behind a breathtakingly new way to achieve more. Keeping your word is a practice developed by Vladimir Gerasichev, a life coach and business trainer with over 20 years' experience. Visit keepyourword.com to learn more about the transformative technique and check out the free Keep Your Word app. Keeping your word, changing your life forever.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. As a former research statistician, my scientific background is what many would call sensible. For more than a decade now, I have been working in the field of energy medicine, facilitating sessions and teaching around the world. People from the mainstream often ask me, how did a sensible woman like you end up working in such an alternative field? Implicit in their question is the underlying assumption that the field of subtle energy, such as energy healing and intuition, isn't sensible. But I believe it is very sensible. Even scientists are able to measure aspects of this. Approaching life from an energetic perspective brings us new opportunity for healing and transformation. And from a practical standpoint, even if you can't rationally explain how something works, if you experience a shift from it, then doesn't it make it pretty sensible? Please visit stellarreflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond. I'm the Vedic astrologer who shines a light on what you put into your body. Are you sick and tired of taking all the latest vitamins and herbs that promise to make you feel better and have unlimited energy, but find they don't work? The reason they don't is because no two people are alike. There is not one fix for everyone. To find out how I can help you discover what will work for you, go to my website, themichellebondshow.com.
Uncertainty stinging clear, and I can't help but...
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show. I'm talking with Holly Hawkins Marwood, and Holly is, among other things, an Akashic Record reading teacher. She's also an Akashic Record reader. And Holly, before we get started, can you please share how people can connect with you? What's your website?
Our website is www.akashahealingstudio.com, which is akashahealingstudio.com. And that's the name of our center as well as our business.
Yes.
And website.
And you can actually take a link from my website, stellarreflections.com, under the events, because Holly's actually bringing the Akashic Record reading class, a couple of classes, to the Seattle area here at my center, Stellar Reflections. And it's a great opportunity to learn how to read these records. But before we get into how to learn that, can you please share what happens during a session? Okay, somebody has scheduled a session with you, and they might be locally right in front of you, or they might be, say, calling in from Canada or wherever.
Uh-huh.
What goes on during a session?
So actually, a little bit prior to the session, when people are just contacting me and we're setting up a time, I send out information to people, a couple of documents, that gives them an idea about how the reading's going to go, and a few things, because the reading is driven actually by each individual's questions. So it's unlike other types of readings where you just sit with the reader one way or the other and they just tell you what they get. You get to bring the questions about the things that are most important to you right now, which I love about that, because, you know, if I go to a reader and they start telling me about my cats, but I really want to know about my business, then, you know, it might be interesting information, but I want, you know, everyone wants the information they want about what's most important to them right here and now. So people generate their own questions, and what happens in a reading is we open the records using this non-denominational pathway prayer process that uses their name. And the point of this prayer, saying this non-denominational prayer and using their name, gets us consistently into their records and no one else's.
Uh-huh.
And then they begin asking the questions. And what happens is, as the reader, then I receive information from their Akashic records and share that with them. And so they're getting information, again, about specifically their questions. And it can be about absolutely any area of life. It doesn't have to be big and lofty. It can be very basic human level information, because that's the place where we live. We're here on the planet.
Yes.
Okay, the lofty, esoteric, spiritual things are really good, but also our human life is made up of our everyday life. And so it's about our business. It's about our relationships. It's mm-hmm. about where we're living. It's about job changes and how to support our family members around us. That's what drives our life. So people have literally asked anything and everything in the readings.
So as you're doing a reading, how do you get the information? I mean, or, you know, how do you perceive the information that comes from the Akashic Records?
The way I receive the information is in my mind's eye, if you will. I often see things, or I might see words come across my field of view, almost like a little ticker tape.
Uh-huh.
Or there's just sort of an all-knowingness about information. It might come in like as they're talking and asking their question, mm-hmm. and they're giving some background about the question. Aspects of what they're saying are sort of highlighted. So when they're done, then I know to circle back, and they may have talked about five different things, but I know I need to talk to them a little bit more about that one aspect that was somewhat highlighted. The reading itself is very conversational, not unlike what we're doing now. There's a back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
They may ask a question, but it may come back to them through the guidance within their records as a question back to them. And so it always narrows the focus and allows the information to flow forward from their records.
So if somebody has, say, an issue with a difficult relationship, or they're having a health problem, they seem to be stuck in their business, they can open the door by asking the questions, and then the Akashic Record reading will take it a particular direction. And so there may be further questions, but it's all relating to the initial question of what they wanted mm-hmm. to know more about,
yes,
which is great.
Yes, absolutely. And what's really fun also is, you can open up the Akashic Records for yourself, but say, for example, if you have a business and if you're at least a 50% owner of your own business, you can open up the records of your business as well, which is a whole different set of records than your own. So you can get information from that place too. You can also open up records of your pets. So, and that may be a little more detailed than our conversation, but the point is it's really this beautiful, unlimited field of information that's here to uplift us and help heal us. Anyway, go ahead.
Can you give us some examples? Obviously you won't be giving people's names, but the sorts of things that, people have asked questions about and then gotten some insight that has shifted things within their life based on that insight and the energy of the records.
Absolutely. I'll give you a personal example where just recently I was going into my own records so I can tell my own story without breaching anybody's confidence. And what I love about the space of the Akashic Records is you come in with your question, and the information comes from whatever aspect of your records that it needs to come into. So if it goes to a past life, that's fine. If it stays in this current life, it's fine. If it goes to the future, that's fine too.
Mm-hmm.
So just recently, I was going in with some personal concerns I have about my perception of my body. Okay, we all have those, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Never feeling good enough with the body and all that kind of thing. So when I was asking questions, because I want to just, forget where my body's at. I want to feel good about it.
Sure. And
right?
It's really, we can say, we want to have this number appear on the scale, or we want to have this percentage of muscle mass, or we want to wear this size clothing. But really, when we get right down to it, what we really want is we want to feel good about ourselves.
Exactly. And for me, and I'm sure many people can relate to this, I just want to feel peaceful about wherever it is that I'm at.
Uh-huh.
You know, not the ongoing criticism, which goes back to this judgmental thing we as humans do all the time. So up comes, in my own reading, my 65-year-old self. And I'll say that because I'm in my 50s. So uh-huh. it's somebody who's a little more than 10 years out from me. And man, you know what? I saw a picture of her and she looked fabulous.
That's great.
And I thought, man, she looks hot for 65, you know? and anyway, so I said, how did you get there? Oh, my gosh, you look fantastic. And in this case, what she did was she gave me a bunch of positive statements that she had said for many years to herself to help her. Basically, what she said to me was that she was, in a sense, crowding out the negative stuff to have me relearn positive thoughts about myself.
Wow.
So in my reading, I jotted them all down, and then now I've been playing those. I recorded them, and I play them to myself all the time. And it's lovely, you know, so it's that kind of information that can come forward. And I've had in other readings where in their record reading, they're told to take out a piece of paper and pencil, and they're given literally action steps to increase the business coming into their business. They're given ideas of even marketing or new people to contact, not by name, but more idea.
Uh-huh.
So very practical advice can come through, but also very lofty advice can come through as well. That's more about, you know, finding a new relationship with yourself by connecting with that place of love that really is at our core, and then moving forward from that place. So does that help answer that question?
Absolutely. And I know I'm personally really excited about learning how to read the Akashic Records. Holly's going to be here in Seattle. And when we return, we're going to talk more about the training, how you too can learn to read the Akashic Records.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., Mastering the Art of Dream Building in the Real World. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
Do you want to know what heaven is really like? Join Dr. Eben Alexander, author of the New York Times bestseller, Proof of Heaven, A Neurosurgeon's Journey into the Afterlife, on Friday, June 14th at the Center for Spiritual Living as he shares his transformative experience, its profound lessons, and the complete revision of everything he has come to believe about science, consciousness, spirituality, and the very nature of all existence. For more information and to register, go to thedrpatshow.com, click on the picture, and register today.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. Years ago, when facing cancer, without any immediate treatment options, I sought healing by making various life changes. For a while, I followed a very restrictive diet. I often found myself obsessing about which foods were good and which ones were bad. Then one day, I realized I was consuming foods based on fear of not getting well. But I didn't want to make choices out of fear anymore. I decided it was far better for my immune system if I allowed myself to experience the joy that came from, say, eating frozen yogurt, than it was for me to ingest the fear that came from avoiding it. Now, instead of choosing healthy habits based on fear, I try to make choices because they feel right and ultimately bring me joy and ease. How many of your healthy habits are really based on fear? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm talking today with Holly Hawkins Marwood, and we are talking about Akashic Record reading. Now, Holly, you are not only trained to do these readings, and you've done, you know, a multitude of readings for people around the world, you're also certified to teach the Akashic Records, correct?
Yes. I was actually trained by Linda Howe.
Uh-huh. Oh, she's great.
Yeah, she's, oh, I love Linda, and she's really just a beautiful, high-integrity, loving person who's incredibly funny. She's written a book called How to Read the Akashic Records, which started me on my journey, but then I ended up going and training with her.
Yeah, and it's funny, you know, I've watched you on your journey in various ways, including, you know, becoming an Akashic Record reader and then becoming a teacher of it. And it's just like, it was almost like you were just falling into your niche. And it's been so beautiful to watch. You just have a natural talent. So I'm really excited that you're going to be bringing this to Seattle. And it's going to be, what, June 21st and 22nd, and then the third day on that Sunday, the 23rd, you're going to be teaching about how to read the past life records. Is that right?
Right. So on the Friday evening and the Saturday of that weekend, that together is the beginning class, and it's actually a beginning certification class. And in that 9-hour class on the Friday evening, Saturday, people learn how to read the Akashic Records. They learn how to read their own, and they learn how to read for others in guided experiences in the class with other classmates. And if people are inclined to do it, they actually are a certified practitioner at the end of that if they wish. But a lot of people also take the Akashic Record reading training for their own use. They don't have to go out and decide to do this professionally for other people. And, you know, it's that beauty of the class environment where you're really in that committed time and space, and it really just takes people to a new level to be in that class and that environment. And one of the things that I really love about the class is the ahas that people have as they connect and they see and feel the information move forward. But even more subtly than that, if you will, is, you know, when you open up your records and you're in that really beautiful sacred space, as you mentioned before, Chris, is of their own soul and in that unconditionally loving space, the truth is you can open up your records and you never even have to have a question. You can open up your records and just be in there, and just being in that space actually shifts who we are. I know I've had days where I might feel grumpy. Mm-hmm. We've all have those days where we just feel out of sorts with ourselves or everyone and everything around us. And I'll go in and open up my records and I'll just sit there for a few minutes, and it's amazing where, as you drop into that space of unconditional love, where it's like that ultimate loving, warm, I don't know, soft, fuzzy blanket out of the dryer, or the big teddy bear embrace from your mom, where you just feel unconditionally loved, and you just relax, and you've shifted just because you've been in your records, even if you don't ask any questions.
That's amazing. So, Holly, one of the things that I've experienced, and I know that you talk about other people experience this too, during a session or while in the records, you get information that helps you to perceive things differently, but there's more to it than that, isn't there? There's like some sort of healing that can occur just by seeing the perfection and being within that space, you know, related to whatever situation you're inquiring about.
Yeah, and I think of healing often in many cases as a release of energy in one form or another. Mm-hmm. And from that point of view, if we have something that's problematic and we go into a past life And just as an example, because we're not always in past lives, and we see the origin of it. We see why whatever it is was a really great idea at the point of origin. Now, it may not be such a great idea in our current timeline, but what that pattern is that we've held on to that we still experience in this lifetime, if we see it where it happened and we understand why it was such a good idea then, it actually just shifts our energetic so we're not holding that in a negative form anymore. And in a sense, that the energy gets to stay where it started, but we get to move forward with that release. And it's that release that we call healing. We don't need to carry that burden or that understanding or that point of view anymore. And then we're freer to be, you know, we're unencumbered, I guess is the best way to say it, from that belief system or that pattern that has held us back.
That sounds so profound, because I think that what happens to many of us is, you know, with past wounds, you know, and many of them, many of us consciously face them and still don't heal them. But these past wounds, we have such resistance to. We want to push it away. We don't want to experience it. But not only like sort of seeing it from a different perspective and understanding its perfection, but sort of energetically feeling that it's okay. I mean, there's a difference between perceiving, yes, it's all perfect, you know, my journey's gotten me here, whatever. But it's a whole different story to actually energetically embrace that.
Right.
That's really profound to be able to get to that place. And I wholeheartedly agree with you from an energy healing perspective that it's, you know, it's about releasing energy. Stuck energy is what healing is about, you know, allowing that energy to be released. And so how beautiful within the records that you can do that.
Yeah, absolutely. And one of the ways I think about it is, you know, all those experiences from other lifetimes, you know, and this is more in the problematic areas of our life, but they're like, you know, a bag of rocks, you know, and everything that we've had happen to us, we throw another rock in our bag, and we're not even aware of why our bag is so heavy. We just feel burdened or uncomfortable or unhappy, whatever it might be. But as we release those things, we drop the rocks. And so we get to be more fully present to who we are now without encumbrances. And so we just have a new view of life. And the truth also is, as we start seeing ourselves that way, we start seeing other people that way.
Ooh,
and so
that seems really important.
Yeah, because we stop judging other people. We allow them to be who they are. And everything just flows a lot more easily when we're in that place, because we've seen ourselves in that loving light, and we can start understanding that everyone else has that same story.
Right. And it also seems like it's got the self-acceptance. You know, we often will push our shadows away. We don't want to even face them. But if we see the perfection in, you know, the more so-called negative aspects of ourselves, then we can perceive others to be as perfect as well.
Exactly. And the other thing I always like to bring out, too, is because, you know, often we bring our problems, and that's absolutely fine. But what I love about the records is the creative side of it, where we see our gifts, let's look at it this way. What if we're trying to manifest more business, all right? That people come with that kind of thing a lot, which is why I'm bringing it up today. We want to manifest more business or a better relationship. Instead of saying, going into our records of, what's wrong with me? Why am I broken? We can also go into the records and be able to say, I want to experience the lifetimes where I had the most amazing business. And I, no matter what I did, I had the Midas touch. Or I want to see and experience the lifetimes where I had the relationship that is the relationship of my dreams now, because we've all had thousands of lifetimes. So we've all been the good, the bad, and the ugly, honestly. But so we can tap into those lifetimes also where things really worked right and have that inform us now also to bring that forward now.
Wonderful. You know, Holly, we have pretty much run out of time. Can you remind our listeners again, what is your website?
The website is www.akashahealingstudio.com, and we're in San Diego, California, and the readings can be done for anyone, no matter where they are in the world. We're not limited by geography, and I really look forward to coming up to Stellar Reflections later on this month.
We're so excited, and we've already got lots of people lined up who are very excited. And it's going to be a nice sort of personalized atmosphere because, you know, Stellar Reflections, it's not like a big hotel ballroom. It's a small, cozy space where we're going to get lots of one-on-one attention. And again, that's June 21st and 22nd, as well as 23rd for the optional additional part of Past Lives. Holly, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you, Christine.
And I thank you, the listener, for joining me today. And please join me next week. I've got Austin Vickers. He's the writer-producer of the wonderful movie The People versus the State of Illusion. Have a great week.
You've been listening to The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Each week, this show engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about the transformative healing work of Christine, visit www.StellarReflections.com. And for weekly topics, visit www.TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think that Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best.
Tune in. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody. We'll see you there.